haunted by those that didn't survive, husbands, fathers, but also brothers as young as 12 and 70-year-old grandfathers, all killed by fighters affiliated to ISIL in the northern region of Lahum. Masked gunmen encircled their village and shot them all, says Yunga Maimuna. The women and children were spared, but carry with them an unshakable fear of their return.
I cannot go back. Their bodies are still lying there, rotting in the ground.
Following Monday's coup, Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Damiba made his first address to the nation. He put the country on war footing, calling on all to unite and take up arms against armed groups.
When the conditions are right, I commit to a return to a normal constitutional order. Fellow citizens, people of Burkina Faso, while there are many priorities, it is clear that the main priority remains security. We must significantly reduce the area under terrorist influence and the impact of violent extremism by giving security forces the will to fight, and we must go on the offensive.
The Burkina Faso army is suffering many losses, despite the support of French forces. This is an Al-Qaeda propaganda video recorded by fighters attacking security forces in Inata last November. Dozens were killed in the raid. That provoked a public outcry for what was seen as a humiliating defeat. Damiba deposed President Kabore on Monday, accusing him of being unable to defend the country.
It's in the military camp in downtown Ouagadougou that Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Damiba is meeting with civil society actors, leaders from the trade unions, and members of Kabore's government. The ministers that he was once accountable to are now under his orders. His objective is to rebuild the military so that they can go from defeat to victory and regain control of lost territory.
Damiba had suggested recruiting Russian mercenaries' help, but President Roch Kabore dismissed the idea. But since the coup, Russian mercenaries from the Wagner Group operating in Central African Republic and Mali say they're ready to help Burkina Faso too. 2 million people have been forced from their homes in a country scarred by what feels like an endless spiral of violence, with no peace in sight. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Ouagadougou.